Tiernan, any fresh injuries ahead of a Friday night's game with Bohemians?
No, not at the moment. We have a full strength squad. We may even have an outside chance of Ben Doherty being back. He's back on the pitch with us, and well, it may just be too soon for an actual game. We'll know that over the next couple of days.
Of course, big game Friday night. The old cliche says it's a potential six-pointer. Do you see it like that?
No, it's another game for us. It's you don't get any more than 3 points for it, and it will be treated like that. On a lot of occasions, people build big games up, and then you don't perform. And it's important that we perform on Friday night. And if you lose, you get nothing. If you draw, you get a point. And if you win, you get 3 points. And you can look at all kinds of psychological things. But that's not what we'll concentrate. We'll concentrate on the job in hand. And that'll be as far as it goes.
Of course, last time you met, controversial penalty, 38 seconds into the game. Probably should have two yourself in the game. You'll be hoping to maybe put that right Friday night.
Yeah, listen, we were hugely disappointed on the night. We felt we'd done enough to get something out of that game. And I'm not going to sit here and say that we were good enough to actually go and win the game. But we definitely deserve to get something from the game. We were hugely disappointed that our whole game plan went out the window after 38 seconds with a decision that, in my opinion, was wrong. But it was... At the same time, I thought we showed good character to get ourselves back into the game as far as dusting ourselves down, setting ourselves down, and we played some good football on the night. We missed some good chances on the night. And then, as you rightly said, we felt there was two penalties there that could have and should have went our way.
Of course, you're going into the game in good vein of form. They're going in the same. So it makes it an exciting game to go into. You know, two teams at top form at the minute.
Yeah, I wouldn't say we're in top form. I do think we're in decent form. I think there's still way more to come from us. I still think that this team here have a lot more to offer. And to great credit to them, they're working very hard to get themselves there. And as you rightly said, Bows are a very good side. They're young. They're energetic. They're athletic. They work very hard. You can see the work that Rennie and Stevie are doing, playing with a lot of confidence at the moment, scoring goals. So we know how difficult Friday night's going to be, and that's something that if we're going to get anything from this, or if we're going to put our stamp in this league, then we got to go and try and get 3 points.
You're saying they're playing with a lot of confidence and they're scoring goals, but you have a man that's playing with a lot of confidence as well, and Liam Boyce, two hat-tricks this season so far. He seems to be hitting form.
Yeah, listen, we're all fully aware. I don't think anybody needed me to tell them how good a player Liam Boyce is. You don't play at the levels that he played at or have the international caps that he has without having something about you. And I'm delighted for him because he was probably frustrated that he wasn't showing the best version of himself. You were getting little glimpses here and there. But to his credit, he never stopped working. He's probably in as good a shape as he's been in a long time. He's fit, he's healthy, he's working really hard. And hopefully there's a lot more to come from him.
Of course, the transfer window closes this week. Do you expect any movement, any players in or out this week?
I hope there's none going out, no. We are still on the lookout for to bring one, possibly two in, depending on who's out there. As I keep saying, and I'll always say, it's not a matter of getting players in, it's a matter of getting good players who are good characters that fit what Derry City's DNA is all about. And I think that's more important. I'd prefer to go with what we have than bring the wrong character into the place. So there's a lot of work going on behind the scenes. But unfortunately, we've nothing over the line at this stage.
And finally, turning the cup draw with me this week. It's the cup final replay, as I would say, Drada in the next round. How do you see that?
Yeah, listen, we have to be jumping into that. We it has to be a mouth-watering one for us. I know we talked about in the league games and putting that right, but here's a real opportunity for the players who were involved last year, and they know how much that stang after the game, and what they need to do now is they need to use that as a motivation and grab this the rest of the bunch by the scruff of the neck and drag them through that, that on that night that they're bursting the door down to get out on that pitch and put it right.
Thank you, Tiernan, and good luck.